Rape of Cthulhu presents All of Cthulhu Campaign Shadows over Stillwater.
Do we have the game? Let's see. I think it only shows a few circles and then a number. 1, 2, 3. Do we have Gary? Gary not coming?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm here. Awesome. Just missing Jonathan, who said he wasn't coming.
Yeah, exactly. No Jonathan today.
Okay, cool. Well, Kitty wasn't very important anyway, so.
The kid killer.
The kid killer. Yeah, she's probably, somewhere recovering.
We could always chuck her back in the prison.
That's true. That's true. There's at least one open cell in there now. Okay. Are you ready to go, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. How about a recap from the gang?
Zombies.
Psychoses.
Psychoses. Yeah.
Firework induced psychoses.
Yeah. Yeah. Possibly. Just a theory. Never know.
It's we only know correlation. We don't know causation.
Right.
There you go.
But that's enough for us.
Yeah. Who needs solid proof these days?
Exactly. Or those days.
West. Do you really need solid proof in the West?
All you really need is a rope and a tree, right? And a suspicion.
Besides, he's Chinese. He must be guilty.
That's right. That's right. So, go ahead.
Did you want more of a recap than that, or does that seem reasonable?
I think a little something more for the listeners might be good.
Huh. Well, other stuff must have happened then. I mean, it seemed like there was a fair amount of investigating, talking with the doctor and so forth, and time. And there was a bunch of people who are freshly either without memories or in some other way not quite what they were the day before. And word got around of our suspicions, our unfounded suspicions. I mean, I think we blame the fireworks, but I don't know for sure if the fireworks we blame on Chin, but the crowd certainly does.
Right.
Some of us stopped that fight from going bad. The sheriff in particular seems to have lost his mind, which is good because it has allowed us to convince him, since we have badges, that he should let us do what we want. I think that's really all. And then there were a couple people that came into town, and we're not sure why, but they were definitely disturbed, and they went right after the bartender. And one of them got shotgunned, and Timothy took care of the other with a knife. But that's really all that went down. We're in the middle of deciding whether to take the body of Hank Hanratty, or whatever his name is, or just the receipt back to wherever we came from.
Stone Garden,
there we go. Weird name. Sounds like a band.
Yeah.
And I think in the meantime, our curiosity is getting raised about the goings on here. And then there's also various other things keeping us here, but at sort of individual levels.
I know that I and Sam and I are going to look at the fireworks in the warehouse. We ignored the other sounds of gunfire, which I think was what happened back at the saloon.
Well, there were two sets of gunfire, right? There was the gunfire that
we caused.
That you caused, and there was the gunfire that we caused. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we caused it, though. It was really the bartender going after the zombie.
Yes.
That sounds pretty comprehensive. So yeah, just to run down, we got Dennis and Sam that are arriving at the warehouse about now. I think they wanted to investigate. Well, I'll let them decide what to investigate. Timothy and Katya are in the saloon amidst a gathering crowd and the bodies that they just took care of. Kitty and Oliver are just arriving, and just behind them are Doc Sims and Doc Fletcher, kind of in the streets. So why don't we start at the warehouse? Dennis and Sam, you come up to there, and there's a nice big barn building on the edge of town that you that Dennis has been to before.
Has it got a padlock on it? Is it locked at all or secured?
Make me a luck roll. There's been a lot of back and forth there, and the sheriff would have probably been the one to lock it. So let's see if he remembers.
A 02.
He did not. It does have a lock on it, but it is clearly hanging open.
Well, it seems we should investigate this to make sure nothing has been stolen. See?
It's the sheriff is with us, right?
No, the sheriff is not with you.
And so we wouldn't show him.
We're with the Chinese guy, if I'm mistaken.
Yes. Yeah, you so him in the house. Basically protect right? the Chinese guy.
Yeah, so just to review with you guys, the sheriff, the last you saw him, he was in the jail cell trying to help, or at least maybe more like a harassing the other occupants, whose name I can't remember right now, the poor guy who lost his mind.
He was being told to leave and didn't want to.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's the last you saw the sheriff, and then Dennis and Sam went to, I think Kitty and Oliver went there as well to check out the large crowd around Lee Chin, who's the launderer and shoots off fireworks on holidays at his house. After you were able to disperse the crowd, you guys decided to go to the warehouse. Remember, so the sheriff isn't there, and that's where he came from.
Yeah, because the sheriff came to the house, didn't he? Because we just sort of, he came, he followed us we sent someone to get the sheriff when we went across to the place.
You're right.
And we told him to stay outside. And,
the last time, you mean?
Yeah, at Chin's house, the Chinese person's house.
I made that mistake. Yeah, you did bring him there, but you seem to be the authorities with your badges.
That's right. Well, we're headed to the warehouse now.
Yeah, in any event, he's not with you at this moment.
Yeah, cool. Well, I think we should go in and have a look. And we will enter.
Okay. So it is a... kind of a large open area, kind of like a barn with several stalls that are along kind of each wall and, kind of a loft up there, up above with, you can see some, some boards and boxes up top as well.
Is there a ladder to get up there?
There is.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you go upstairs and see what's in those boxes? I'll take a look down here.
Okay.
Start looking through the boxes.
Simon's going to do that, but I was trying to see if there is anything that he has that can actually be used to understand, the powder and see if there are any other chemicals there. Among the powder. Let me see.
I'm sorry,
I'm going up to check those boxes. I was thinking that, there were more fireworks there. But
is looking for more fireworks down the bottom.
Yeah, so Dennis would know this from before, where Lee Chin's stall was, which is kind of down there near Hiram Colby's. Those are the two that you had checked out before. But,
Well, I'll point those two out, but There is an interest in seeing what's upstairs. How about you go upstairs? I'll start on these doors down here. See what we can find. I'll see how much fireworks that there are still down there.
Yeah, I'm going upstairs. See.
Okay. So you climb up there. And you see kind of on the ground are drawn these kind of lines, kind of long lines, almost like parallel to the stalls below, kind of. And then there are, you know, some boxes, some wood, some people have some things, some curios or, you know, stuff that almost like a storage container would be used nowadays. Some overflow stuff. Like I said, some construction materials. There's construction going on the side of town. Make me a spot hidden.
Stealthy? Okay. Oh, I have my dice opener.
It's success. Okay. Tell me exactly what you were looking for again.
So, is this an area where you can walk, or just use the ladder to move boxes here? How does it? I don't picture it yet.
Okay, sure. So the ladder will get you kind of to the top, and there's a like an area that extends out over the stalls. You know, so it's like a second floor. It's all open to the main part of the bounds below, but yeah, right. There's like a big shelf area or roof.
I was wondering if it is dusty, you know, up here, like something that I can track, like footsteps, in here, to see, you know, what boxes have been used recently and stuff like that.
Sure. So it is kind of dusty and dirty. It's a barn. You know, probably despite what they try, it's going to get there. So you kind of can see some scuffling, you know, kind of all over. That sounds like we should have maybe tried the track roll first, and then we'll apply your spot hidden when we see the
results of that. The same roll is still a hard success for the track.
The track? Okay, yeah. So you're able to kind of go to a, I don't know, I call it a bay area that has several boxes on in it. More like kind of cases.
I will open the, you know, the boxes, right?
Okay.
Inside.
Yeah.
Start, you know, browsing them.
Sure. So, yeah, we'll apply your previous spot hidden to this, and we'll just say that it becomes pretty apparent to you. You know, this is the effects of from someone's house. Like the first kind of footlocker you open is full of clothes and things like that, and there's kind of a lamp standing by, and some like photographs have been tucked into one of a different box and things like that. There's an old chair up here. So home.
Okay. Yeah. I'll keep looking. Now, see if okay. What I'm looking for is more like some sort of chemicals or something like that that, you know, could be used with the powder on the fireworks. And okay. Can be spread out across town.
Okay. You are able to find, what would it be back then? A few jars of like kerosene from like an oil lamp from poking around your spot hidden. They'll get you that. You know, some things that are kind of flammable. You know, some straw. That you might be able to use to set fire, some other things like that, but nothing, you know, obvious like gunpowder and things like that.
Okay, so I will yell and say, okay. Nothing here.
Okay, we'll keep you up there for a minute while you're poking around, and we'll go down to Dennis. Okay. What are you looking for down there, Dennis? What was your plan of attack?
Well, I want to initially start with the Chinese guys' area, looking through the boxes, looking at the fireworks and that sort of stuff, looking for any boxes that may be hidden, hidden away, you know, pushed under boxes and trying to not be found. Mm-hmm. You know, basically just go through as many boxes as I can and have a look at all the fireworks and has fireworks been taken out recently from this lot?
Sure.
You know, have they been using the fireworks from here to do the firework displays?
Right, like the one you saw last night is what you're referring to, right? Okay. Yes. That sounds like another spot hidden roll.
Okay, spot hidden roll. Is a 96.
A 96. Okay. So you do see that there are, you know, kind of several boxes kind of stacked upon each other in the back. And, you know, it looks a bit like what you saw before. You know, there are some kind of rockets on sticks and stuff. If you would like to investigate, you can start pulling everything out of.
I'll start pulling things out.
Okay. So, Dennis, are you going to, Sam, are you going to come downstairs when you wrap up or going to keep poking around?
Yeah. And I will help, Dennis cover the whole area.
Sure. So when you come down, he's got several boxes kind of pulled out, kind of haphazardly scattered around the, the floor outside of the bay. And, he's kind of poking through some more stuff. And as you guys, you guys go through it and, there is a, small kind of cask of, gunpowder that you guys come across, kind of shaken, it's marked and, you know, it's when you kind of unstop it, you kind of indeed find gunpowder in there. A couple of those maybe. And, all you find is fireworks down here. Cases and, rockets. There's, it's not just fireworks. There is some, some laundering supplies, which would have been, I don't even know how they would have done it. Maybe a tub of lye or something like that. A few things like that that he might use in his business.
Okay. But you said there are some fireworks here, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will take one of them and I will, I will open it, I guess, to see the powder inside.
Okay. So you're going to like take maybe one of those rockets on sticks and break it open?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you were able to do that, and I think probably some wadding and some powder and stuff, some explosive stuff, and maybe some, I'm not sure exactly what all goes in the fireworks, some little colored crystals and things like that in different compartments kind of spill out. You kind of got a mess on the floor there a little bit as you kind of shake it. I mean, it looks like powders, smells a little bit like gunpowder, but I don't know how you're going to investigate it.
So I have some natural history. It's the only thing that I can come up with for this. Let me check. And natural world is. Let's say that I'm used to, I should be able to identify gunpowder, and I'll go through, with my knife, pull out my knife and kind of go through the powder to see if I see any other strange components that I haven't seen you know, fireworks before.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure you guys would have seen fireworks before, but you can certainly check it out. You and Dennis are, you know, men of action, whether you're scouting or gambling. There are, you know, needs to take care of yourself. You've been around bullets and stuff like that. Go ahead and make me your
answer. Yeah, exactly. No, I didn't pass it.
Okay. It seems like, you know, the gunpowder you've encountered before.
Where do you fire from? That is, you know, from the last time we spoke to him?
Up north. North from the city. We should go and take it out, take a look up there, I think. Hey, look, I found a barrel of of gunpowder. It'd be useful. Should we take it with us?
Straight up robbery.
Yeah. No. why would we do something like that? Just leave it there.
For repacking our bullets.
It's that guy. That's
fire powder.
I will show him my badge. That's stealing. Let's get out of here.
No, nothing. We're confiscating. We're part of the law now. Can't we confiscate things?
I will just stand there and give him one of those that Sam usually do. Stare at him. I will start walking out from the warehouse. Unless there is anything else that you tell me that could be meaningful. Like, do I see any symbols in this warehouse or anything like that that, you know, catch my eye?
You can give me another spot hit and roll for something like that.
I'll do the same as I head out.
And yep, as for hearing, it's a success.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, same go ahead. Here. Same there.
Same
okay.
Here. Mine was a success. Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, upstairs it was just, you know, several bays, kind of along one side. Downstairs there were some stalls, and I mean, you can see some markings on a door here or there, kind of with a name, label, or with you know, type of what might be like a personal symbol, something like that.
In Chinese?
In Li Chen's place, yeah, there are some Chinese writing. In fact, there's some Chinese writing on what looks like Chinese on a lot of the fireworks as well.
Now, is this writing... So, let's see. We should be able to create identify Chinese from any other type of language, I would say, right? Like with a general knowledge, maybe.
I would say that you can.
And how would you know that?
Yeah. I would say that it kind of looks very different to you, but you can probably pick out like what do they call the type that they do? Like, it's based on like pictograms or something like that. Asian. Go ahead.
Yeah, pictograph.
Pictograph. Yeah, so you can distinguish that it, you know, the letters don't look like yours, and you can kind of pick out, you know, you couldn't be able to tell like Chinese from, say, Korean.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm not looking for symbols in the sense like. I'll say, you know, even back then, I should have worked with, you know, people from China before, and I should have seen their, I guess, books where they were carrying with them. And at some point, it's very natural to take a look at something you don't understand, look at the, you know, browse through them, and what I'm saying is I should be able to identify the with, I will say, with a general knowledge, right? Not that I will make sense of it, but at least see something that doesn't look like pictograms from the Chinese books that I may have encountered before.
I would say, I mean, do you have other language, Chinese or Mandarin or something like that?
No,
Probably not,
because
right?
then, no, that, and that will mean that I will be able to read, the symbols, and that's not my intention. My intention is just to
Right.
recognize, just be.
I think the idea that you would
So,
come across a Chinese some Chinese writing is pretty slim, but I'll let you make a I mean, what is your background exactly? You've been a scout on the frontier your whole life out here, or have
yes,
you?
pretty
Yes.
much, yes. But
I
I
think there's a chance you may have come across some
exactly.
railroad workers. I think that
Exactly.
there were a lot of
Or
those
even work there,
historically.
even work
Well,
there.
why don't you give me what exactly are you trying to do again? Trying to find something that looks like it might be Chinese but is not the written language, like some kind of
No,
symbol that you
like
don't recognize?
a symbol that doesn't look like a Chinese pictogram that like if I see a fish, that's gonna say, oh, this is not Chinese writing.
I tell you what, why don't you give me, it sounds like a real stretch. Let's give me a how about a hard luck roll?
Okay. No, failure.
Okay. Yeah, it looks you
Okay,
just you can't make heads or tail of it, basically, because
fair
you just don't
enough.
have experience.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's very different from what you're used to reading. Okay. Anything else you two would like to do while you're here?
I'm just looking generally for weird symbols, not just Chinese symbols, but anything that's just
Sure. And you
not
made, go ahead.
I made a normal spot hidden roll.
Normal spot hidden. Yeah, exactly. So what I said earlier to Sam, it goes for you too. I mean, you see people's names on doors, maybe some Chinese writing when you get to Li Qian's stuff. You may see something you recognize as maybe not English with the same type of letters, probably Spanish, and there's a chance, much better chance that you came into contact with that. Someone who a symbol or a little picture or something like that on somebody's door as opposed to a name or something. But nothing super strange.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. Then head out.
All right, are you guys going to
I think we're going to head north to where we think the fireworks were being set off.
Okay. Do you guys want to put things back the way they were when you came in, or do you want to just leave things kind of where you left them?
No, I mean, he knew he weren't coming to the warehouse.
Yeah. And we're
But
on
he
official
didn't
business.
explain. We told him that we were gonna come here.
I don't think you ever mentioned it to Li Qin. He was having some difficulty communicating at the
Right. Well,
time.
we
That's his
definitely told the
problem.
sheriff that we're coming here. So,
Did you speak really loudly to him? Maybe that'll
yeah,
help.
exactly.
Loudly and
I
waving your
was
hands.
very
Yeah.
loud when I said, "We're gonna go to your warehouse."
Isn't it loud and slow
And slow,
to
yes.
get it across? But yeah,
He
I
was
wouldn't be too fussed.
very grateful for you guys scaring the mob off, so he probably smiled and nodded a lot
Yeah,
to
that's yeah,
said
that's what
so.
he did. That's a yes to us. Good for
Yes.
me.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, we head north
Well, are
towards
you gonna leave it
Tufan.
all? That didn't quite answer my question, though.
Right.
Gonna leave it all
We're gonna leave
spread
it.
out
I'm gonna leave it.
in the middle of the floor of the barn. Okay. All right.
No, I Sam is more respectful, to other people's property because I wouldn't like people doing that to me. So I will just put it back on the way it was, close the boxes. I don't want to cause sense. The only thing that is going to be clear is that I open this cracket or whatever firework we open for the powder. And that's it.
Actually, bring a couple of fireworks with us. We'll do a test.
And we can also do that, yes.
Yeah, okay, so you're going to take a few.
Yeah, okay. Few with us, and we'll head north to where we believe the fireworks were being set off from.
Okay, sounds good. And with the warehouse itself, were you guys going to lock it up or leave it like you found it?
Leave it like we found it. I mean,
okay.
I'll be good on the sheriff. I'll lock, make sure it's locked so that he doesn't get in trouble for it being unlocked.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. So you have done so, and you head north. We'll come back to you guys after a bit. How many fireworks are you guys taking? It might be good to note that down.
It's a couple.
Probably five or six.
Well, it's more than a couple. But...
five or six.
I'll say each. Five.
Five, okay. Five total. Or five or six each.
Five total.
Okay.
Like he grabs a couple, I'll grab three more.
Sure. Not that that would come in, become important later or anything, but yeah, that sounds good. I'll note that. So, roll back time just slightly, and Timothy and Katya, you are in the, did I say that right, by the way? Katya?
Katya? Yeah.
Katya. Absolutely. Yeah. So, Timothy and Katya, you guys are in the saloon. Timothy with a bit of congealed blood on him and quite a few the people that are in there and you know, Mr. Phibbs, the owner, are in a kind of state of shock. And you know, the bodies, there's one kind of laying on the ground with a big shotgun hold of him in front of the bar, and you know, another one who's been stabbed repeatedly in the back. And like I said, all the customers and stuff, some of them ran kind of screaming or not screaming, and there were you know, the other ones that are in there are all gathering around, and there's people that are kind of streaming in as well. A lot of talk and a lot of questions of you guys, since less so Katya, I guess, more of Timothy, who was who was involved in the occasion.
Wait, what kind of questions are they asking? Like,
well, the new people that are coming in are asking what happened, and you know, oh my God, that's Baron McGill and his friend, and what happened? They're pointing to you as a guy who kind of stabbed at him, Mr. Phibbs is like, hey, they would have gotten me if not for this man, and you know, not for Timothy, who I guess he knows because he stayed there under his roof. And so yeah, a lot of people are kind of plying you with questions coming up and looking you know, looking at the bodies of people that they know, and some of them, you know, might be Catholic crossing themselves, and some of them are not Catholic crossing themselves, and just kind of a pandemonium's too strong of a word for it, but there's certainly a bunch of hubbub, and like I said, people are kind of coming around. And you know, some people have gone to get other people and things like that. In fact, well, just go ahead. Tell me what you guys would like to do.
I'm referring all questions to Mr. Phibbs, because the way I look at this, he fired first. They know who he is. And less than 12 hours ago, I was in the city jail. So I am not interested in going back there again.
Okay.
So they can ask me, I'll just say, just talk to Mr. Phibbs, and I will act as if I'm wildly out of breath from all the exertion of stabbing this guy multiple times.
Gotcha. Maybe take a seat or something.
Yeah.
How about you, Katya? Are you, I don't know, using your badge to take control of the situation, or just kind of trying to melt into the crowd or something or other.
She's definitely not a take control of a social situation kind of person. No, she had already, so she was sort of, you know, during the ruckus, she was working her way around the edge of the bar to get up to help. And I think as soon as that was no longer necessary, she's edging back. She would love to hear if anyone in the crowd talks about having seen similar activity, though.
Okay, sure. I guess that sounds like a listen roll. Hearing the talking and stuff, yeah.
That is not a success.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a general clamor. And
sometimes, you know, these people talk so quickly, it's hard to understand what they're saying.
Right, right. So about that time, one of the people that you see coming in was one that was identified to you before as the Reverend Boone. The man taking charge of the flock there in town, and he's looking at the bodies and asking questions. And you guys notice every time he looks at you, he seems to glare a little bit at the two of you in your direction. And about that time, Oliver and Kitty arrive.
To be followed shortly by the doctors?
Exactly, yeah. We'll give Oliver, yeah. In fact, we'll speed things up and say that Oliver and Kitty arrive, and just kind of right behind them, the two docs come in. Doc Fletcher being led immediately to look at the bodies.
I will also look at the bodies with him. So,
okay, sounds good. We'll give Oliver a chance
to slip outside.
Yeah. What happened here?
Oh, Barney McGill came back for another drink. He and his old drinking buddy, and that shouldn't make any sense. And you know, Doc Fletcher kind of exclaims when he sees the bodies. And you may make a medicine roll. Doc Sims.
All right. That's a success.
Okay. You're able to see that the, the blood doesn't seem to kind of be flowing like you would normally expect.
What's the level of decomp?
And I believe, actually, we'll get some sand rolls from everyone who has arrived. Especially Dr. Sims, but Oliver as well, as he is doing it.
Extreme success.
Extreme success. Professional curiosity has brought you to crime scenes before.
Just murder so. Scene. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance there?
No. Oh, no. 94.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, you were getting a much better look and have a much stronger professional opinion about them. So you can lose 1d8.
Oh, ooh. What? Okay. Let me get
you to
those
stick
out.
Your nose in there.
Mm-hmm.
Four. Yes.
Four. Okay.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet.
So it is quite clear to you that, like I said, blood is not flowing. They seem to have some types of injuries that, like one has, looks like a broken leg and, you know, some other bones and things. And as you're looking over, you know, Doc Fletcher is sort of mumbling and kind of expressing kind of alarm. And, you know, he explains to you, as one professional to another, that these two men passed away and out in the miners. They were miners and passed away just before you two came into town. They were brought in by their mining crew / kind of family members. And after they were already dead by the time they got there, they'd had an accident and they weren't interested in having the Undertaker, Rupert, take care of their bodies. They just wanted to bring them back and bury them near the plot. So it was, they've only been dead just a couple days ago. And, you know,
where were they buried?
Out by near their claim.
Out near their claim. Oh. By their families.
They were brought into town and then taken back out of town.
Right. They were brought into town because there had been an accident. And the time they left, they were kind of in rough shape. And there's nothing you could do for them. They passed.
On the way into town for medical assistance.
Exactly. And they weren't interested in having them buried at the local cemetery or having the Undertaker take care of them. They just wanted to take them back to the plot of land that they had slaved over for days, perhaps even more than a year or so, and had so many hopes and dreams about. So,
and you did say that they were brought in by family or by coworkers?
They're kind of both family, coworkers. They wanted to keep them close by.
Okay, so they have family out at this plot, so maybe might be worth, once this dies down, taking those bodies back out to them and seeing what the heck is going on.
Yep. Getting them reburied.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you guys messed this up.
Do you guys misplace
something?
Well, maybe they weren't really dead. I mean, that happens. People are buried too soon.
I mean, Doc Fletcher, you pronounced them dead, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's upon arrival. I must have made some mistake, but I mean, it's so clear. You know, and other people are saying, you know, Doc, you know, I don't, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people are looking skeptically, particularly the Reverend. And, it's surely there couldn't be,
clearly the
dead men. And,
but even if they were alive when buried, they were buried several days ago, a few days ago. So
right. They
would die from that.
Yeah.
It's a horrible way to go, but that is also the other way they would go.
Well, maybe it just took them 2 or 3 days to make it back to town.
I not trying to crush your optimism there, sir, but what they went through, no man should be able to survive.
Why if they attacked the bartender?
Well, they came in after being buried, certainly a traumatic event, and then stumbling through the wilderness for 2 or 3 days trying to find their way back to town. They were simply thirsty. Or perhaps they were affected by the same mental problems that seems to be affecting the rest of the town that you and everyone else seem so eager to blame on that poor Chinese fellow. I hope no one takes this as takes advantage of him and takes this as an opportunity to go rifle through his stuff or steal from him. That would be terrible.
Of course we wouldn't do that.
And about that time, Oliver, as you have kind of taken the lead in some comments, you see someone appear at your shoulder, which was your associate, or not associate, the fellow you met the other day, Hiram Colby.
Hi, Mr. Colby.
Yes, Oliver. Mr. Kinley.
I do hope you're not affected by the strange problems going on in town.
You hope I'm not affected. And he kind of cocks his head sideways. What seems to have walked here? Were these gentlemen affected the way you mean?
Oh, there appears to be a case of the doctor here pronounced these men dead, but they actually weren't. They somehow managed to dig themselves out of their grave and stumbled back to town.
He looks a bit shocked at this. Go ahead.
See, when I was fighting him, did they feel like they were alive to me in a normal way?
I'm not sure you would have much context.
Well, sorry, but no, in the sense of like Oliver saying, oh, these are two guys who straddled up the bar for a drink and apparently now he also thinks I've killed them, not necessarily, or at least one of them, which is mm-hmm. always good for group morale. But I mean, I'm just wondering what I mean. Did they move in a weird way? Did they look odd? Were their eyes glowing red? You know, was there anything that sort of would make me think when I was that close to them, these are not regular guys?
Oh, great! Did I lose you? I did lose
you.
Nope,
we're here.
We're here.
You might have lost us, but we're here. Yeah.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Right. Voila.
Sorry, I dropped for a second. So, am I back? Okay, yeah. There's some weird.
You never left us.
So, never left you. Oh, you heard me. Okay. So, you know, I'll just make this easy as everyone's kind of conversing and think, oh, well. Well, I'll say that, again, to make this easy, Katya has slipped outside at this point during the general confusion. And but she would have mentioned to you in the initial conversations and whatnot that, you know, she followed these men in where she saw them on the road and they were moving strangely and kind of funny, which is kind of the reason she took notice of them and followed them in. So they were, in fact, moving strangely. And as you hear the doctors, Doc Sims and Fletcher down there discussing their injuries, you can, you know, make sense that that is, that jives with the way that they were kind of injured, you know, one way or another. So, I mean, there's that. They didn't have glowing eyes or anything. They did, you know, smell a bit funny. They did have, you know, they do have rather sort of dirt caked on their fingernails and whatnot. Is that generally the types of things you were looking for?
So there's nothing that makes me think Oliver's
like
wrong.
They didn't bleed, for example, when they got stabbed. Like that would be a weird.
That's a
right. I mean, there wasn't like spurting blood, right? I mean, there's like blood in there. They haven't been embalmed or anything.
Right.
So
right,
there was
right,
yeah.
Does it seem like blood that you would see after about 3 to 5 days of decomposition?
Yeah, and it was even less than that. But like I said, it was right before you guys came to town.
Right, but it's been 2 days.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
This is the third day, so there would be at least 3 days of decomposition.
Right, yeah.
In
that's the
what still, I assume to be a desert. Which is hot. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well,
except for the cool, cool ground. But yeah, I mean, I would say that I believe that's still the early stages of decomposition. But as you, you know, continue to kind of examine them and things like that, you know, there has been, you know, like some bloating in weird places and, you know, signs of sort of the beginnings that jives with that.
Right. Some interesting smells.
Yep. And so Oliver, Hiram Colby, who's there, takes, you know, I mean, everyone's kind of taking interest in questions, but he says, wow, this is, he says, this seems very interesting, wouldn't you say, Mr. Kinley?
It is quite interesting.
I imagine an investigator like yourself, a reporter, would be very interested in taking a look and getting to the bottom of this type of thing.
Oh, absolutely. We were about to head out to where these men were buried to see where they came from, see how they got here.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I imagine you won't stop until you get to the bottom of it.
Of course not.
Oh, one thing. I'm glad I ran into you. This is something you had shown an interest in the other day, and I meant to pass it along for your trouble. And he hands you a clear crystal. He said, "I'd keep that near to you. I was trying to let you have a look at it after the trouble with the fireworks and stuff. After the trouble with the fireworks, you know, that happened as soon as we were doing this. But I'll pass that on for." For free. I would keep it close to you, though, so you don't drop it again.
Oh,
Why, thank you. You're right. I had somehow completely forgotten about this in the confusion. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're a good man, Mr. Kinley.
And I will place it in my breast pocket.
Sounds good. And about that time, Rupert, what is his last name? Rupert Peters, the undertaker, is brought in, and he's kind of grumbling, and he said, he's saying, I should have been at the office a long time ago. And someone is a townsperson, a man is bringing him in. It's like, Rupert, you have to take a look at this. And he comes over, and he, exclaims, he's like, oh, my goodness, what is, what's going on? And, there's more discussion about the dead men and what should happen to them and things like that. And so he sort of gestures to a few close people, which will include Timothy and Doc Sims and and Oliver, and say, help me with these men. I need to bring them over. After some discussion, Doc Fletcher and he decide the best thing to do with them would be to bring them over to the Undertaker's, which isn't far away. And he's got a back room that is kept cool, where so the doc can have a look at these, Doc Sims and Fletcher.
So where were these men buried before? Can someone provide some directions?
There is some discussion about vaguely where they are, but they were fairly frequent customers there at the bar. Fibs recognized them kind of right away. They were often came to the Stillwater Saloon and sometimes the Buena Certa, and apparently their operation was just not as far out as the as some of the other ones, the other mines that the other investigators visited, sort of in the lower hills, not very far from here, to the south of the south and just east of the little town.
Okay, so we can get some vague directions.
Yep.
Well, Miss Jenkins, I'm sure you're up for a visit to this, see where these dead then alive men came from. Anyone else? Dr. Sims?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Mr. Simpson?
Yes, I think we're supposed to help move these bodies, but after that, yeah, let's do that.
Miss Volkov, will you be joining us?
Once you come outside and find me, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go outside.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, Kitty agrees as well.
Yeah, if we can get out of this town, that will be good. I prefer to be in the country.
So, Roop kind of directs you, and Doc, Doc Fletcher kind of lets him take the lead to his office, which is noted there on the map. I believe it's right next to, right across from the sheriff's office. By this time, too, although he is pretty ineffectual, someone has drugged the sheriff out as well, and he's kind of scratching his head and looking around and that type of thing. He stays in the cantina. Mr. Fibs is getting a little frustrated and begins raising his voices, and you guys are probably happy to leave at that point. There are again people crowded around the outside of the saloon as you sort of carry him down the street a little bit, not far, about a block or two. And we will carry the two of them. I said him, but the two men, Barney McGill and friend, and we'll take a break there. And we'll go back to Dennis and Sam. So, Dennis, why don't you make, you were the one who saw the fireworks, you know, took notice of yep. where they were coming. It was kind of a vague northerly direction. Why don't we get an intelligence roll?
Intelligence roll? Okay. My intelligence 70. Roll 37. So okay. that's a normal success, but I can spend a couple of points to get a hard success if needed.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll spend up 2 points.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, as you set off, you can kind of get, you know, kind of a general direction, like it's probably, if I hold my arms out, kind of over here, not like if I hold my arms as far as I can over there, you know, kind of a general place. But you also, with that intelligence roll, as you guys start heading off, realize that it is likely to be a little farther away than, I mean, you guys are fine to set out on foot, but it might take you a while to get there, a little while, say a matter of, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or an hour or something like that.
Oh,
if
well,
you guys if just want to make sure.
If we're passing through the town, shall we just get our horses and ride out there?
Yeah, I'll just grab my wagon and then we can head out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the two of them are kind of.
Oh, that's sorry.
Different. Yeah, they were heading from the warehouse. I just wanted to let them get an idea of how long this excursion in their minds might take.
I think we'll go by the stables and grab horses and ride out there.
Okay. So as
Just wait, Randall. Does your character have a horse?
Yes. So yeah, I was wondering if we should just go and talk to the others before we leave. I you know advise we look for the others before. So
and to let them know where we're going is probably a good idea.
Yep.
Okay.
I think
okay.
last time I saw them there at the saloon, so we'll head to the saloon to see if we can find the others.
Sure. So you guys are kind of coming down that main side street, and you see kind of a larger group of people who are there, and they are, well, you can't quite see everything that's going on, but they are going into one of the buildings there, and most of the crowd stays on the outside, but we'll say Doc Sims and Fletcher, who were interested in the bodies, are going in, and Oliver and Timothy and let's see, who else was there? Sam was gone. Dennis was there. Katya can come along. Timothy, did I say Timothy?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Timothy and Oliver are there. I think Kitty will be content to stay outside. Katya, you can go inside if you wish. There are two other men. Roop is there, kind of directing traffic.
Are we inside the Undertakers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so you can...
I'll wait outside with Kitty and the others.
Sounds good. And the big crowd, is there kind of milling around? Is someone going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll wander up to one of the ones who have stayed outside. That sounds like... Edwin, did you... So
yep,
Katya's
I'm outside.
Staying outside? Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll walk up to Katya.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we just checked out the warehouse. Seems like all the fireworks are there, but we're going to go out to the place where the fireworks came from last night. We're going to check out that spot. Just thought let you guys know.
Okay.
What's going on here?
There were two dead men that came in to town and attacked the bartender. They're in the Undertaker, and we are going to their mine where they were buried.
That's right. You said two dead men came in? What, did they yeah. think they were dead and they weren't?
They were buried 3-4 days ago, dead by doctor. Doctor said they were dead.
It must be a bad doctor. Glad we got it.
They look dead. Well, they're dead now.
Cool. Okay, well, we're going to check out the place where they go. We're going to grab our horses and go up to the fireworks. Which
what
way
do you know? What do you see there?
Well, there were the fireworks that happened last night that people started forgetting things. I want to see what's out there. Yeah. See what's happening.
Okay.
You'll
be back today.
So I would rather go to the mine right now at this point, and then we can go north to the fireworks to see if we see anything else.
Quick question. Which direction is this mine?
South.
Okay, so south. How long do you think you guys are going to be here?
Here at the
Undertaker.
Yeah, not long.
How long will it take me to ride out to the area and then ride back? Steve?
The fireworks area?
Yeah.
You're not entirely sure, right? Because you don't even know exactly where the area is. You have a general direction, but... you know, you're going to have to go out there, see if you can find it. You know, if you're lucky, you can find it right away. If not, then,
Okay, I'll catch up with you guys. I'm going to go and check out this and see if I can find the fireworks area, make sure. Because if somebody's setting off fireworks, I don't want them to clean up too much before I get a look at this place.
We go to that hill and go west to look for... the mine, and I'll cool. sort of point off in the distance in a way that I know makes sense to me and probably does not make sense to
good. If I'll come here first, if I don't see you, I'll head in that direction. Cool, okay. So I'm gonna head down.
I'll go with you then. There's no need for you to go alone, so I'll go with you and then we can go back to that mine. I'm interested to see what we can find there.
Yep, okay. All right. So we're heading out to the fireworks.
Okay. So as you guys are having this discussion, Oliver and Timothy and... I actually just assumed you were going in, I guess. I put you there, Dr. Sims, in there. Are you going to go in with Dr. Fletcher? Max?
I'll go in and check it out before
okay.
we all head out.
Sure. So Doc Sims, Doc Fletcher, Roop, Timothy, and Oliver are carrying the bodies in with another couple men. And as you get inside, Rupert exclaims and starts cursing and says, I left June Probish in there. God, geez, I meant to get her this morning with all the trouble with my wife and all this excitement. She's probably dying to get out. So he's got a normal type of office in the front, with some kind of boards and, you know, a desk and, you know, some a few chairs and some things like that, kind of a nice little sitting area. He's got a room off to one side there in the front. That might be kind of with some curtains that you can see in, might be a viewing area. And then he's got a door in the back that is, looks like it's got some like heavy log, like a log cabin type heavy construction. And he says, she's probably really cold in here, no light. And she grabs the keys and kind of jangles them around, and or he does, and unlocks the door. And says, right in here. And he grabs a lantern, lights the lantern, and says, Miss Probish, Miss Probish, and steps inside.
He locked her in.
Yeah, well, she wanted to stay the night with her bodies, and he.
That's awesome.
All very. He left her there though. He had trouble with his wife in the morning, and then all the stuff. He got busy. So yeah, he's calling her name, and yeah, as you can imagine, very very upset.
Hey, she might be more mad at him than at us soon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How about some spot hidden rolls from the investigators that are there?
Nope. Who else is here besides me?
Holler.
Spot hidden and
a bunch.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay. And then Doc Sims.
Ooh, yeah, that's a success.
Okay. So, in that case, old Doc Sims, can I get a sand roll from you?
That'll teach you.
Just missed it.
Okay, so let's get a D8, or no, wait, actually, sorry about that. Let's get a 1D6 plus 2, please.
Whoa. Okay. Ah, yes! I rolled a 1.
So okay. So a 3, as the lantern falls, the lantern light falls upon Miss June Probisch, who is lying there prone, and her son Mark is next to her, and he looks up, and he has a mouth full of blood, and there seems to be something wrong with Miss Probisch as she lies there. And then, let's see. Let's get a let's see which one. So that would be Timothy and Rupert. Timothy, make a dodge roll for me, please.
01.
01. Okay. Nice. As you feel something moving in the darkness, kind of come and kind of whisk past you, and Rupert the Undertaker drops his lantern, and yeah, seems like they're with the growls and sounds that you hear now, there might be a dog or something, maybe a couple of dogs in here with you. And with that, we can go in some dex order. The the room is now pitch black, except for maybe a lantern that is sort of on its side. And well, I guess it, let's see, let's make a luck roll here.
Does the lantern shatter
down
and
the house?
Yes.
Spread kerosene everywhere and catch the place on fire?
Yes.
But that'll take care of the zombies.
Yeah.
Jen.
That is a failed roll, here. So that is indeed what happened, although it's not spread everywhere. There's a small fire at this point.
What looks like to be a plenty of light. Door.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And we'll drop into Dex order this time. So let's see who's here. Timothy. Or no, actually, young Mark Probisch launches at he'll launch himself at Timothy, who I think was early through the door. And let's see.
But I hadn't made eye contact with him like some people.
That's true.
Yeah.
You feel another, well, you see him or you know from where he went, a smaller shape kind of go pushing by you. You're kind of twisting and shoving, maybe dropping the body on the that you were carrying on the ground. We'll go. Timothy is next.
So, in terms of the, so we're in a room that has no windows, apparently, right? We're yes. downstairs or something, but the door is right behind us.
Yes.
So I would like to move to open that door for maximum light in here.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it. Yeah, that's fine. I guess it. Yeah, you guys actually wouldn't have closed the door. So there is some light spilling in from before, but it's, you know, it's a closed room. It's very dark, and you do have that little fire burning. So,
well, is there enough room to? I want to make sure. Is there enough room to see things in terms of pulling out a gun and shooting things?
I'm going to say you can give it a go with a penalty die
because it's too dark in here.
Right, it's very dim, exactly.
All right, then I'm going to go with my original plan, which is to open the door widely so it's not dark in here anymore.
Okay, it'll still be dark in there, but you can use that as your action word. Definitely let stuff in. I mean, again, there's no light. It's a very closed space with some heavy timber around and kind of some, adobe maybe insulation on the outside. The idea was this is where he kind of stores the bodies while he prepares them and whatnot, or until he can prepare them. So it's going to be dark no matter what you do. But, yeah, you're able to do that. And
well, no, sorry. If opening the door – I'm only opening the door to give us some advantage here. If you're saying it won't matter, you went down some stairs, opening that door won't bring in any more light than's already here, then I'm going to go ahead and shoot at this thing with a penalty die. That's
fine. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and do that. Like I said, I don't think there's some stairs. It's just the way the thing is constructed and kind of set up.
All right. I miss.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, Oliver. Let's see.
What We're going to hear that you? Outside, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll take a minute to see if you hear this. That is, you may make a dodge or fight back. Again, with penalty.
And are they also getting penalties on their fighting? Or can they see in the dark? Do we have a sense of that?
That is keeper knowledge, I would say.
that is a normal success on dodge.
Normal success on dodge. He got a stronger success. And you may take that again. 6 points of damage as you feel your shirt ripped open. You can make a spot hidden roll if you like.
For what it's worth, I fail my con roll and am unconscious.
Ah, down he goes. Okay. In that case, no spot hidden roll. Well, actually, you would still, I guess, get the spot hidden roll.
As I'm going
as you
down.
Go down. Yes,
oh,
as you
go down. No. that's a success.
That's a success. Okay. So a sand roll as well, as you see Luke Probisch up above you.
Oh, that's an easy pass.
An easy pass. So that's 1d6 plus 2 as the lights go out.
That's 5.
5, okay.
Oof. A little temporary unconscious insanity.
Yeah. You will have harsh dreams, I believe. So, Doc Sim, let's see. You may, as you feel one of these nearing you, you can dodge or fight back.
I think I'll be fighting back. Ot 5 is an extreme success.
Okay.
Go, Doc.
As I just kind of push whatever I feel near me away hard.
Yeah. Okay, that is a successful shove on your part. You already made your sand roll, right?
Yes.
You may make another spot hidden real quick, too, though.
Ooh, I failed that one. Thank
God. Okay. It's fine. You're not quite sure what it is exactly that's going on here. As far as who's jumping on you. So, let's see. That guy. Okay. So, at this point, the other men that are there are kind of making for the door and kind of bumping into each other. It's kind of clogged. They're trying to get out of there. And the people outside hear a ruckus inside and a gun going off. Mm. And there's a big stir.
What is happening in the Undertaker? And people are starting to come out?
Not yet. They're kind of bumping in. Okay. Yeah. You wouldn't know this, but yeah, they're all kind of bumping and trying to get out of the door kind of all at the same time.
So we hear some shots going on, and
You may stay in wonder, or move some way, or
run away.
I go will
set up shop and business across town. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy a dress before we go out.
No.
I will slip my knife into my hand. And sort of look into the doorway where I will not see anything.
Presumably. Yes, exactly. They're in kind of that. Well, you know what? You can make a probably a spot hidden from where you are. See if you can kind of see kind of in
14
the back.
14 is an extreme success.
Okay, yeah. You can certainly see kind of Thanks. Make out the doorway kind of in... You know, by moving your head kind of the left and right, kind of in the back there with a couple people, looks like starting to sort of scream and shout, or maybe scream's too long, but kind of shout and jumble through the door. Something's going on.
Yeah, I will yell to Sam and Dennis, who have presumably just turned away or you know, we've just been discussing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say there's a fight in the Undertaker. It looks like, I can't quite see, but the doctor is fighting somebody.
I'll grab my gun out and head in.
Okay.
Same here.
Yep.
Okay, so we had our horses already, right? So I will,
No, you guys don't have your horses already. You came down the street and kind of saw the hubbub and discussed what was going to happen, and that's when this happened.
Good. I'm too old. I'm too old for running, but it would be fun.
Yeah, well, you guys are kind of right outside the Undertaker's at this point. There was a big crowd, and that's where you saw Katya and Kitty. I'll say Kitty is back. Kitty is back in the saloon, though. Maybe that's a better way to do that.
I'll head through the door with my gun out.
Okay. And Sam?
Yeah, me too. Are you guys? Do you guys hear me okay? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I will do. I will rush towards the doctor.
And Katya, you're entering as well, right?
Nope. Not in an aggressive way.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not a fighter.
Yeah,
I have my knife out, but I'm not. Gotcha. There's people with guns doing their thing.
I'm a miner, not a fighter.
Okay. Okay, so we'll roll through Dex order for this go around. Sam, you may go first. As you kind of burst through the door, you see couple of men kind of finish bumping against themselves and against the door and start kind of pushing themselves. through the short hallway.
Is one of them the doctor? One of them the doctor?
You mean Doc Fletcher? I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about Doc Smith.
Yes.
No, Doc Fletcher is not among them just yet. You can see him. Well, actually, you can't see him. He's not among them.
Okay, so I will pull out my handgun and yell, "Stop! Stop right now!"
They ignore you and shove past you. Or they attempt to shove past you. You may open fire if you like.
So I'm not quite understanding. Are they fighting each other?
They were kind of jostling to get through the door, and now they're running towards the front door, which is where you're coming in. So there's like a short hallway, and it's kind of narrow, and they're trying to push past you, or they will.
These are civilians
you decide
who helped
to shoot them.
They're civilians who carried the bodies in
the fight.
Yes,
they're trying to run away. They're townsfolk.
Yes.
So the fight's beyond them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can kill them, but they'll come back.
I can shoot them. All right. So I'll go towards the fight then.
Okay.
Same here. I'll ignore the two coming out and head for the back room.
Yeah, you're right behind him, both in dex order and what do you call it? Dex order and action. So why don't you guys, I tell you what, make me dodge roll, see if you can make it to the door this time, get past those guys. The general scrum.
Okay. You're talking to us, right? So
yes, I'm talking to Sam and Dennis. You guys can make me dodge.
Yeah, I'll get you definitely. Those guys have tripped me up. I've got a 98.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid. Yes.
I pass.
You pass. Okay. So you're able to kind of shove or dodge past them, Sam, and kind of make it to the door. And yeah, Dennis, as you're coming in, yeah, they, you definitely sort of tripped. And they make it to the door. So, Sam, as you get there, you see kind of some low light. You know, there's a bit of mayhem. There's a fire on the ground. Go ahead and make me a spot hidden. See if you can make out what's happening.
Okay. That is a no. Oh, hold on.
No, it should be a spot hidden with a penalty die. I'm sorry. We're doing...
With penalty?
Yeah, with the penalty.
Oh, yeah. No, I cannot make sense of what is happening or
right. It's very dim. There's shapes moving all around. They're shouting and yelling. A gun has just gone off. Well, you don't know about you did hear about that. So okay, yeah, it's very chaotic in there. So Timothy, you were up again, sir.
I'm now a little bit more oriented. I now know there's at least one person right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I will shoot at him three times. I know you're applying a penalty to die, but doesn't that would get nullified by the close range, right?
Sure. I'll let you do that. Yeah, I'll let you go just the normal thing since you're right there. But why don't you make me a spot hidden first? You can
pass.
Do a penalty die on this if you like.
Oh, I don't pass then.
I don't pass. Okay. So, yeah, it's just kind of a shape. You can tell it's a man.
Yeah.
But, yep.
Now I'm going to unload three shots. Success. Failure. Success. So that would be six. Plus 10. 16 points of damage to whoever, the form in the darkness I'm shooting at.
Okay. There's kind of a loud moan. You can see. In fact, since it's point blank, you can feel too some chunks flying off and hitting you. Let's see what happens here. And there's more kind of general scrabbling at you after that as it kind of wheels. Let's see. So, oh, I'm sorry. I'll skip someone. The smaller shape also leaps at you. So there are two shapes upon you that you haven't identified, and neither one of them, or you may dodge or fight back. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Dodge or fight back.
Yeah, let's not forget about that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna dodge failure, but it sounds like that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because he has missed you as well. So you're kind of have these two shapes kind of swarming you and jostling against you. Let's see, Katya, you're out there. Oliver is down.
Am I Doc being Sims. Eaten?
Huh?
Am I being eaten?
At the moment, you're out. You might be getting gnawed upon, but you're not sure. Doc.
I run out into the street.
Run out into the street. Nice. Okay.
And get help. So,
thanks, Doc.
Yeah. You follow those men, and Doc Fletcher is actually with you, and you guys are past Sam as he's kind of coming in the door. You kind of jostle past him and head out.
We're being attacked. Get him.
What's happening?
So Oliver,
I can see. I'll say, see if I can get some guidance here and what's happening. I don't know.
It's a bunch of shapes and some gunfires going off, some flashes. And Oliver, you can take a D4 damage.
A D4, you say?
Yes.
And I'm going to regret this, but do I see one of them sort of hunched over Oliver then? And I'm dead.
And he's dead.
Well, I'm at zero.
At zero. Okay.
I'll be dead momentarily.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure no one is coming to first aid me right now.
The doctors just left the building.
Well,
that's unfortunate there.
Oh, well.
Strong-willed doctor.
Well, to be honest, he's not as smart as he used to be, so.
That is true. I did take a couple hits.
His kindness got reduced by like 17.
Yeah.
Well, my bedside manner was never that good.
Weirdly, right. I'll be relying on Kitty after interrogating her mercilessly all night.
Okay, so at this point, we'll go to the top of the order again. Sam, you are up, and you got a bunch of shapes moving on in there. You can try another spot hidden with the penalty die at this point.
Yes, I can try that. Unfortunately, it's a 91. So I can I hear voices? I will recognize the voices of my friends, of course.
Yeah. They're snarling, growling, howling, the voices of your friends. What's going on? You know, over there, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, you can take a shot if you like, but it'd be a little dangerous.
Not without knowing who I'm shooting. So I will kind of, isn't there like some sort of torch here that I can... you know, use or whatever.
There's a, well, I mean,
there's a window makes.
Yeah, there's a small fire and the door is letting in some light, but like I said, it's very confusing. You're not able to see very much. If you You know what? What the heck? We'll say there's a table right there with a lantern, because with a couple of lanterns, because, you know, again, that's where Root got it before he went in.
Okay, so I will grab one of the lanterns and try to find out, you know, where my friends are.
Okay. Okay, you can maybe get it lit, because you've got to do that now in the midst of this brawl. Okay.
All right, so I'll do that this round then. At least that's going to help the others.
Okay. Sounds good. So, Dennis.
Okay.
Well, you're on the ground. You can get up this round if you like to.
Get to the inner door.
Yeah, I tell you what. If you make a dex roll, you can get all the way to the door. I'll say.
Okay. A dex roll.
Mm-hmm.
70. What's my dex? 75. So success.
Yeah. So you're able to get up and scramble all the way to the door at this point.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's go ahead and give you a spot hidden with the penalty die.
Spot hidden with the penalty die? Okay.
Yeah. And everyone's who's in there, his eyes will adjust next round.
Okay. So what's the penalty die? I think they're all bad. A 99.
99. Okay. Also, it's, very confusing there. So, So Dennis, we're going to drop Timothy, we're going to drop your penalty die now, and you can see that Hank and Mark are upon you. You may do as you choose.
So did one of them seem to be chewing on Oliver?
Yes.
Or hurting Oliver in some way? Because, I mean, I feel like that would be my first target, is whoever seemed to be hurting Oliver.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two that are trying hard to kind of claw at you, but there is one that you can see now is...
Oliver's eaten by another person. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to take one shot at the one I hit before, and then two at the kid, I guess, in hopes that I take down the first one with my first shot.
Okay.
You're saying I can see them now, so does that mean I get a bonus dice for being point blank?
Sure. So that's, since you're getting three off, that'll be a bonus die, normal, and then one penalty die for the third.
Oh, no. You do understand. Timothy doesn't suffer for those things. Timothy, this is not his first gunfight. So, so that is a extreme success for the first one, which I don't know if it makes a difference because it's not an 0-1. Mm-hmm. Regular success for the second one, and a hard success for the third one. So the first one will do 11 points of damage.
Okay, that one drops.
The second one will do 7 points of damage, and the third one will do 10 points of damage. So 17 on the to the small boy.
Yeah, the smaller one is falls backwards at your feet as well. So
good, because I'm out of bullets.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, no, sorry. I apologize. That kid only took one of those shots. Because I took a shot early on. I think it's only a 6-shooter I have.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You're out of fire. You're out of bullets now.
I would have been out of bullets on the So I would have only hit the boy once for whatever it was, 10 points.
Okay. So that still drops him.
Oh, good.
So, you shoot the other one into the ground where he was. So now we're rolling down to... let's see. It's gone. It's gone. Okay. That's happening. We'll go back to Sam at the top.
So now with the lantern, can I see? And I guess I just saw the shooting here. And right. Can I make sense of what is happening now?
Yeah, with the lantern, you can make sense of what is happening.
I see Timothy shooting at a kid, and what else do I see? Yeah.
You see a sand roll.
Okay. Fair. That is a pass.
Okay, so 1d3 for you.
1d3.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2.
Okay.
2 points of sign.
As you realize that, you know, these are the probishers and Hing Can ready. And, yeah, you, as you take stock of the scene, Timothy is standing there with a few dead bodies of Mark, doubly dead, of Mark and Hank. And Oliver has Luke on top of him. And there's another couple shapes, it looks like.
Okay. But I can shoot, right?
Yes.
I can. Yeah, okay, so let's see. I will try to shoot at whoever, you know, because it looks like this point, from what you're describing, Timothy is fine, but I think that Oliver is kind of in trouble, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I will shoot the one, you know, top of Oliver.
Okay.
Who's that?
That is Luke on top of Oliver.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot him. So how many shoots per round do I have? It depends on the weapon, or can I make the two, three shots?
It's going to depend on the weapon, but you'll probably have up to 3 shots with if it's like a pistol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a handgun. So mm-hmm. Let me... First is a pass. Second one is a pass, and third one is with a penalty or no?
So the second one will be with a penalty, and unless you have what good old Mr. Timothy has, first one's normal, second one's a penalty, and third one's 2 penalties, I think.
Yeah. So I pass the second with the penalty. So mm-hmm. Let me check.
You got the first and second, right?
And the third. I got the 3 shots. So
okay.
There's 1d10 freeze. Mm-hmm. And I'm using, on the third shot, I use the 2 penalty die. I just got very good rolls.
Perfect. So some damage.
Yes. 12 total.
12 total. Okay. That, okay, that's interesting. So that will sort of knock that shape on top of Oliver down, but it turns to look at you after it falls, kind of pushing itself up. And we're back up the top with, or not, Sam was at the top. We're back to Dennis now. You're just outside.
Okay. Sorry. Yep. So stick my head in, step in. What can I see?
Okay. With the lantern, we'll say we'll drop the penalty die. You've got a little fire burning. You've got a sand roll, or I forget that.
Okay. 14 is a success.
Okay. 1d3 for you.
1d3. 3.
Okay. As you see the bodies of, not the bodies, but the Luke Probish, Mark, and June, along with Hank Canratty, kind of either laying around or moving around. There, you've got what do you call it? Luke seems to be kind of picking himself up over the body of Oliver, and you can see June kind of over top of something else over to the side.
Okay, can I what I want to do is, where's the fire?
It is on the ground to your right, and it is, you might want to do something about it.
Well, actually, I was going
to. It's not too, yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to be putting it out. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go for a grab for Oliver. As soon as I've got Oliver, what I want to do is actually throw one of my fireworks into the fire and get Oliver out of here. And I'll say, okay, everybody, run.
Okay. I think you're going to have to make a decision on that right there. Are you going to go for Oliver or are you going to go for the fireworks this time?
Well, first I'll get close to Oliver. Basically get to Oliver.
Okay. So yeah, you can grab Oliver and start to pull him away at this time. Okay. And Timothy, we're back to you. You have near Oliver.
No,
I'm sorry, I was having a lot of trouble hearing.
You're breaking up,
something fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Much better.
I am helping Dennis carry Oliver out of there.
Okay. Sounds good. You guys will be able to snatch him out of there.
Well, if he grabs him off me, I'll let him leave with Oliver, because I still want to, on my next turn, chuck the fireworks.
Sure. As you're grabbing Oliver, actually he's going to, Luke that was down there is going to take, he's pulled himself up, and Timothy, he has a big interest in you. He's going to take a shot. You may dodge or fight back.
Wait, I'm sorry. So Dennis reaches down, pulls him up off the ground. And then Luke grabs it, which is fine. He's just grabbing at my legs or something as I'm running by.
Right. So you blasted. That was a Luke that was over top of Oliver before.
Yep, so no, I know who it is.
Yeah.
If I've already sort of grabbed Oliver and moved, I'm not sure when he jumped at me. But it doesn't matter. You want me to do a dodge? I don't. That's a 19. It's a hard success.
Okay.
Are we doing attack of opportunities? Or?
No, it's just his turn down deck's order.
Yep, that's fine. It's a hard success.
Okay, well, you have dodged out of the way, but he is kind of scrambling at you.
Good.
And, yep. Sam, there you are.
Yeah, and I see Luke standing up again, right? So I still have three more shots.
Right, he's kind of scrambling across the floor, but yeah, he's moving. Okay. And as you, have taken stock, yeah, there's that action. And then over to the side, looks like... June is busy with something.
Yeah, I will shoot it. I'll shoot Luke three more times again and see how that goes. First one is a hard success. Second one is a failure. And third one is a pass. So two shots.
For some damage. All
14 points of damage.
Okay, yeah, that puts him down and he doesn't, he stops crawling.
Whew. That was exciting.
Yeah. So at this point, no one's jumping at you guys again. We'll go ahead and skip out of deck's order.
Outside, they're all down.
There is June is busy over there on the side, and as things calm down, you can see that she's gnawing on poor Rupert, the Undertaker, on the side over there.
Can I basically put a couple of shots into her?
Yes. As you walk up, she is distracted, and you can just dispatch her a few shots in the head. So the carnage is as follows. You've got
June laying on the ground. Chunks out of her. You've got Rupert down below. Chunks out of him. You've got Mark, Hank, and Luke also lying on the ground, and so is Oliver. Oliver got dragged out, yes, but he's on the ground outside.
Yeah. But so are any of these bodies looking like they're going to be getting up again?
At the moment, they're all still.
You know what? I say, I don't trust these bodies from not moving again. I mean, we've killed them once. Tim, let's get out of here.
I thought you were going to, like, do something practical, but no.
No. I'm going
to
check.
I do not trust them to come back. I will run away. No, I've already left Oliver. If Oliver's outside, yeah. I brought him there.
We're leaving, I'm going to chuck the fireworks into the fire.
Okay.
Basically make a bit of an explosion, spread the fire through the room, and hopefully disintegrate the bodies.
Oh. Okay. Yes, and the building. Good. Good.
That will win us the hearts and minds.
Well, especially when the fire then spreads to the nearby buildings and burn the whole town to the ground.
Yeah, so Steve, what was your plan for having us play a game in this town? Okay, so you can do that and get the door closed.
We all knew that was the way this was going to end, right? With the town burning down to the ground.
Right, indeed.
Yes.
We just didn't know that's how it was going to start.
So, yeah, you hear your fireworks pop, 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 all kind of going off on the inside with the door closed. Are you going to, just leave the door closed and take Oliver out?
Get us all out out of the building itself.
Okay. Everyone else on with that plan?
Jim, can I ask, did you take a major wound when you went down?
Zero? Yes.
Okay. Because the rules say that if you take a major wound, you could die soon unless first aid is administered.
Yeah, and I've been at zero hit points for a bit now. Pretty sure I'm dead.
It's not
two rounds.
Yeah. You can give it a shot. It's just really a huge list of people. So it just seems to take longer. But go ahead.
You're supposed to do a con roll at the end of the round after falling unconscious, and every round thereafter, failure means death.
Oh, okay. So why don't you make two of those then, Jim?
I failed the first one. There you go.
Okay, there he is. And Doc Sims, as you get over top of him, you realize that, there's nothing to be done with Oliver. So
I grab his sketch pad and I write a little stick figure with X's on the eyes.
Nice. So,
wow.
I think it's a good time to kind of leave this as you're all kind of scrambling
just
out.
Forever, you mean, right?
Just forever, yeah. You guys are done, right? Yeah. And so as you stand out front of the building, some smoke is, you smell the smell of smoke sort of filling the air, and there's the townspeople that are kind of, some are there, some have run off. Doc Sims is standing over the lifeless body of his friend Oliver Kinley. The rest of you are looking down, and we'll wrap that up for today.
All right, cool. Another short episode where nothing much happens.
Unless you're Oliver.
except poor Oliver died.
We killed the Luke again with his family. That's gonna count for something.
Yeah, no, we've finally gotten rid of them. I'm glad about that.
Yes.
Maybe. We don't know if they reoccur races.
Which you guys saw last time, right?
Coming back into there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully burning the building around them will kill them.
Or they'll come back even more grisly. I gotta go. Thanks.
Shooting them in the head.
Yeah. Guys.